he's not good for Chiefs. Let us be honest. They can release him for the better future. Thanks.
Good day and welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. Here we are again in the same place we were last week, waiting for the PSL to finally return. In the meantime, we have other developing stories. Will Kaizer Chiefs be successful in their appeal against the transfer ban handed down by FIFA? And will they then be able to make signings before next season? Also, how will the PSL delay impact the quality of football when it does make its comeback? We ask you all to comment on these topics via WhatsApp voice note and our Facebook comment section, and you never disappoint. I am your host, Slu Paho, and this is SL Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Kaizer Chiefs' transfer ban appeal date is set for September 9th, and with the PSL apparently set to return this weekend, the transfer window could be pushed back into September and potentially October, depending on when the PSL finishes. This opens up the possibility of Amakhosi being able to conduct business in 2020 rather than waiting for next year. But will their appeal be successful? Let's listen to one of your voice notes before diving into the comments section.
I think the Chiefs will win this case because the FIFA is the one who gave them clearance for this player. So they can't have a strong case against Chiefs. And I hope they will win the case and sign the new players so that we can win some cups.
Taking a look at the Facebook comment section now, Mdumiseni Khadebe said, I think Kaizer Chiefs must stop this old-style mafia way of getting players. Teenage was brought in under controversy, Abu Papi Zotwane and Dax and so forth. FIFA is very strict nowadays. I do not disagree with you there, Mdumiseni. FIFA is looking at everything now. But I will say this, they haven't been very consistent in their bans. Take a look at Manchester City, for example, who had their ban overturned despite some dodgy business. Morris Middleman said, even if they win that appeal, they won't sign any quality players. Big lack of faith shown there in Amakhosi. Remember, they might just be champions when the window opens, so a lot of players might be sniffing for that signature. But looking at the next story, Safa have suggested that the PSL will return on August 1st, although I have heard some whispers that it might be the week after. Safa have stated that their referees are ready to go. This would mark 4.5 months since football was suspended. So how much of an impact will this have on the quality of football? We got a couple of interesting voice notes from you guys on the matter, so have a listen.
PSL or SAFA must understand that PSL games do not only affect them, but those people who bet and investors and all those things. And then some of the people have got already put their money on the upcoming games and so forth. And so what will happen to those? They don't care about people who are doing business in those. And also about the teams that are leading and all those things, who's going to be relegated, who's going to be granted the league, and then who's going to be promoted from NFD. So I think this will cause a little bit of confusion amongst us. Yeah.
A long suspension of footballer will affect the quality of players because they were no longer focusing to winning games, to achieving their dreams. So it's better decision to restart again on 1st of August. That will help all the fans around South Africa and also players. It's something that we will talk about.
So see there, it's very interesting that one of the commenters there mentioned betting and things outside of just the gameplay. And that is something that people often forget is the stakeholders in this game. And who is the worst dressed?
Man, no, people kill me.
Catch my starter pack only on SL Radio, brought to you by Sokala Duma.
Sokala Duma Radio.
But looking at the Facebook comment section now, Spa the DJ said, even if it can return next year, the new season mustn't start without finishing this one. Very, very hot take there. I don't think FIFA will allow delays of that nature. I think we do have to make this happen in the next couple of months. Otherwise, it might just end up like the school year, where we end up having to crown a champion in 2021. Imagine that. Siyabonga Innocent said they will delay it again. How will teams prepare if there's no clear communication between SAFA and the PSL? And Siyabonga, this is my issue here, is how much of an impact will this have on the long-term quality of our game if everything gets delayed and pushed back because there's no agreement? So we'll have to wait and see. August is just around the corner, so we'll probably have some clarity very, very soon. Lastly, last week we asked you guys if Kaizer Chiefs coach Ernst Middendorp has your confidence, and we got a late response, so take a listen to this one.
I love Kaizer Chiefs. I love football, and I can analyze football. When you're looking to Mr. Middendorp, he drops a lot of points, and the way his kind of play, the kind of system he's using, he's not good for Chiefs. Let us be honest. They can release him for the better future. Thanks.
Hot take on coach Ernst Middendorp. I still find it so odd that in a season where he's turned around the fortunes of this team from ninth position last year to championship contenders this year, that there's still so much lack of faith purely because of the style of the game. In my opinion, if it means anything to you guys, if you win matches, that's the only style that matters. But that is how we wrap up the Fan Reaction show for today. Thank you very much for sending your voice notes through. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to get all the latest local football news. And make sure to subscribe to SL Radio on Spotify, Google Play, and Apple Podcasts, and you'll get notifications for every new show. From myself, your host, Slu Paho, and my editor, Simon Strella, have a fantastic day.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.